McDonald Max Football is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Ashley Construction, Post Glass and Mirror, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Culver's of Lake Alley, the Fleet Farm Distribution Center of Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates Professional Land Surveying, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Breniza Realtors, Johnson Roloff Service, Northwestern Bank, Bykerth Heating and Cooling, Mason Companies, Stelter Incorporated, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Royal Credit Union, Toyce and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Weirs Gala Plumbing, Heating, and Air of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Culver's Kickoff Show, here's the voice of the Max, Mark Halverson.
WOGO, your sports station.
And good evening and welcome to Eight-Man Football, the season opener from Greenwood. Mark Halverson flying solo here as we get set to bring you Chippewa Falls McDonald, the visitor against Greenwood. And it should be a great contest here tonight. You'll hear from both head coaches, Chris Schmitz and Mark Maloney, making his return to McDonald football. He'd been there on a couple of past occasions, and as I check some past headlines about his return, I see time was right for Maloney to return as McDonald head coach. So welcome to the Culver's Kickoff Show on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WDOGO.com, the live stream. If you missed any of the broadcast, we'll have highlights along the way, halftime and the post game, and then the podcast to be posted after the game at WDOGO.com. We're grateful to all of our fantastic sponsors. You heard Paul Anthony mention them in the outset, and we'll be highlighting them as well throughout the broadcast at the end recognizing various things new this year, the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. And later on, also, we'll close it out with the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show and the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap. So we'll take a three-minute break. When we come back, more pregame conversation. Greenwood getting ready to square off with the McDonald Max on WOGO Sports.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. Careers.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken and Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured with top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken and Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Additional lots in phase two are coming soon, so get your name on the waiting list today. Your perfect home awaits in the Riverbell neighborhood. Ashley Construction.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Set! Ha! One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown!
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
If you're used to big box store pharmacies, your local medicine shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee probably feels a bit different. We don't just herd you through the line.
57, paging 57.
We get to know you by name.
Hi, Sarah.
and always take the time to answer your questions. Plus, we offer free same-day local delivery. So think outside the big box. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Greg Misfeld. I am a vice president commercial lender with Northwestern Bank here in Chippewa. We truly care about our customers. They're not just a loan number or an account. They're people. And one of the best things working for Northwestern Bank is their dedication to the community. It's an expectation, and you're supported in all aspects when you do get involved.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Back in the Culver's kickoff show from Greenwood, eight-man football about 20 minutes away here on FM 103.1, AM 680, and WDOGO.com. I'm Mark Halverson. The Culver's kickoff show presented by Culver's of Lake Halley. So the season opener for both schools, Greenwood hosting tonight, and we'll hear from head coach Chris Schmitz coming up after the next break. They start with McDonald and then at home against New Auburn next week at Prairie Farm, Gilman and Thorpe, then home to Owen Withy, home to Athens, and closing out their season at Alma Center Lincoln October 14th. For your McDonald Max at Greenwood tonight and on the road next Friday night, September 2nd, Labor Day weekend at Thorpe, and then home game on September 9th against Owen Withy. Then they start their conference schedule at home Saturday, September 17th against Bruce at Cornell, September 23rd. The Max at home against New Auburn, September 29th, a Thursday night. Thursday afternoon, actually, October 7th at Lake Holcomb, and closing out on Thursday, October 13th at home against Prairie Farm. So tonight, it's Greenwood hosting McDonald. You know, both coaches talking about their clubs. You know, just one word, the Max a little bit delayed in getting here, a little bit of difficulty situating their bus, but once they got it here, got on the field, they've been warming up. Green was on the field here maybe an hour before the game, an hour plus. So, both teams getting their warm-ups in as we're getting ready for football. Chris Schmitz, the head coach of Greenwood, 3 minutes away on WDOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Our team member Nick will tell you why.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy one. Wisconsin is the dairy state, so naturally, Culver's was inspired by everyone's favorite rich and creamy tradition, frozen custard. We make our fresh frozen custard in small batches in every Culver's. It's a match, or batch, made in heaven.
Come have a taste of Wisconsin. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls DC weekdays from 10 to 3 or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Is your wallet feeling lighter every time you fill up at the pump? Get a Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card and stop paying full price for gas. It's easy. Pick up a free card at Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, shop for qualifying items in the store, and then save big the next time you fill up the car. It's fast, free, and easy to get started. Go to Hy-Vee.com/perks to learn more and start saving today. Or visit the customer service counter at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of McDonald Football.
It's the Culver's Kickoff Show on FM 103.1 at WDOGO.com. Chris Schmitz, head coach of Greenwood, with us in his seventh year. Coach, terrific weather to start the season.
Oh, so far so good. We can't complain. This is beautiful weather to start the season off. Yeah. Mm.
So eight-man football getting going here against McDonald. So give us an overview of your club for the season.
Well, we come up. This is probably the best numbers-wise we've had in the past, I want to say, 4 or 5 years. Just numbers are pretty good, but we've been plagued with the injury bug to start the season. So, again, even though we've got the numbers, now we're scrambling to fill the positions, even with eight-man, just because so many kids are hurt at this early point in the season. So hopefully we'll get through that. This injury transition and get into the real stuff here.
I counted up 20 guys on the roster. Any key injuries we need to be aware of?
No, none of my starters. My starters are good so far, and those are the ones I have to keep healthy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Just give us an idea. When you got the football tonight, River Glenn, your quarterback, what kind of offense is he going to run?
Hopefully a good one. he's our option quarterback. River wasn't with us last year. He was actually – his sophomore year ran the offense really well. So we were expecting him to come back last year. Wasn't here last year. He jumped in this year, and he kind of picked up right where he was supposed to. Reading the defenses really well. When we ran the scrimmage, he really surprised us, moved the ball for us, and that put Christian Thomas back in his normal spot at fullback. So I think we're in the right spot now for the guys where we want them.
And defensively against Grant Smiske and the Max?
Oh, it'll be interesting, you know, first-time head coach, he's a new head coach for them, so didn't see a whole lot on their scout film, so it's hard to say what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. I think we got some good returners, and we know what they did against us last year, so we got to hope our defense steps up and plays our game.
Terrific, Coach. We wish you the best tonight and the rest of the year.
All right, thank you.
Thanks. Chris Schmitz, head coach of Greenwood, back with more on the Culver's Kickoff Show in a moment on WDOGO Sports.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here, and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured with top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
If you run a small business, when you know you have a weak point, you don't throw in the towel. You see where you need to improve and you act. So if digital marketing is confusing, annoying, or even flat out intimidating for you, here's the action step you can take today. Call Orange Impression. At Orange Impression, they've spent over 2 decades helping Wisconsin businesses and organizations build likable and trustworthy online personalities through websites, video, social media, and digital marketing. See how they can help at eauclaireorange.com.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi-High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over 2 decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year, and remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
The Culver's Kickoff Show on FM 103.1 at WDOGO.com. Mark Maloney here in Greenwood. Welcome back to Max Football, the eight-man version.
Thank you, Mark. Yeah, this is, looking this field over. I've been here many, many times before as an 11-man. So, we're going to walk this field and see how it is for eight-man. But shouldn't be much different than what we've been doing. So I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Seems like a pretty good number of guys out.
Yeah, we do. We have a good crew out. Again, we got some big numbers in the younger class, and we got some decent numbers of the seniors. Our junior class has always been down all the way through middle school, and we only got two juniors. So there'll be a lot of action by a lot of the sophomores, and a couple of freshmen are going to see the field quite a bit tonight.
Mm-hmm. When you got the football, Grant Smiske, your talented sophomore quarterback, who's alongside him? What's the plan of attack?
Well, we're going to run the I, and we're going to run, Daniel Fritz is going to start at the fullback position. Brady's just coming back off of a banged-up knee. And then we got Evan Eckes running at halfback. He did a really nice job running the ball up in the scrimmage. And then we got Dawson Moulton as his backup. And then at wide receivers, we got Dale Tetrott. He's an all-conference player. And we're going to, try to get the ball in his hands as much as we can. And then we also got another speedster that can catch the ball just as well in David Anderson. So
excellent. And then trying to stop River Glenn, the option quarterback for Greenwood defensively.
Oh, yeah. So our defense has got to come out there, and we got to keep the ball out of his hands. And we're going to, if they're going to run the option, we're going to make sure he's the one that doesn't have the football.
Eight-man football. Go get him, Coach.
Thank you.
All right. If you get a chance afterwards, visit us in the press box afterwards.
I will definitely do that.
Very good. Mark Maloney wrapping up the Culver's Kickoff Show. Back with more. We're getting closer to kickoff on WDOGO Sports.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
The Culver's Kickoff Show under the Friday Night Lights from Greenwood. Eight-man football. Mark Halverson with Dawson Halverson manning the controls on WDOGO Sports. WDOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. As we're, we're still a little shy of 7 o'clock this evening. But we might as well bring you the Toys and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Toys and Ford keys to the game. I love what Badger basketball has emphasized when it comes to Dick Bennett or Bo Ryan. It's what you can do. It's take basketball wise. It's take good shots, play good defense, don't turn the ball over. So in football, it doesn't matter if it's high school, college, or pro. It doesn't matter if it's 8-man or 11-man. Don't turn the ball over, right? Don't fumble, no interceptions, and that's the key. We've had McDonald on the road in some recent early season games. at places like Port Edwards, another wonderful community like this here in Greenwood, population just over 1,000. So take good care of that football, play good defense, and control what you can control and see if the Max can't come out of here with a W tonight. So those are your Toyson Ford keys to the game as we get ready for this one tonight. The Greenwood squad hosting your Chippewa Falls McDonald Central Max. We'll take one last break, and when we come back, closer to the kickoff, the Max and Greenwood tonight on the road from Greenwood on WOGO Sports.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef. That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. Careers.
And you heard it a moment ago, Culver's kickoff show and the Toyson keys to the game, and now we're getting set for football. Back in a moment on WDOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
When you're cheering on the McDonald Max, the best tailgate parties deserve the best beef. And at Hy-Vee, we know a thing or two about beef. That's why only 6 out of 100 cattle are good enough to bear the Hy-Vee brand. That's only 6 out of 100. You won't find quality like that anywhere else, so enjoy your hand-selected beef on the grill this week from Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of McDonald Football.
My name is Becky Piper, and I'm the director of the Hub Homeless Services. Orange Impression has been really good about just checking in to see how we're doing, if we have any needs, if there's any updates that are needed on our site, just how they can help. They provided lunch for our volunteers that are out there working, and they're just very involved, which is nice, because then when they're passionate about what's happening there too, that also carries over into how things are portrayed. Orange Impression has been a huge help for us at the Hub, and they could be a help for you as well. Check out EauClaireOrange.com.
National anthem just concluded here at Greenwood. And the McDonald Max on the far side. And we can hear the public address announcer addressing the crowd here. Getting set here, the Greenwood football squad. And the Spring Alumni Tournament. In their red uniforms, they've got the red jerseys with the white numerals and the black pants to go with them and some white trim. Meanwhile, your McDonald Max with their blue helmets, white jerseys, and blue numerals. Mark Maloney, returning eight-man football coach. He's coached the club in the past, but great to have him back as the head coach for McDonald football. And, of course, Jason Cox moving on to the North program to help out there. I got a couple of kids who go to school at North, so, hey, go get them, Jason, and the Huskies. So, anyhow, wonderful facility here in Greenwood, and, in fact, a two-tiered press box. And I got to say, in a community as small as this, just over 1,000 population, you wouldn't necessarily find that, but it is what it is in terms of the public address announcer to my right, so... to whatever degree, we'll make the best of it today, right? And that's the way it is. It's a bit of a drive here from Chippewa Falls, 55 minutes. And so getting set to bring you this. How about Shai High last night? If you missed the broadcast, check out the podcast. A lot of exciting moments in that one as the Cards pull it off 35-21 over D.C. Everest. And Shai High starting 2-0 over Chuck Rakovich, under head coach Chuck Rakovich. And outstanding way to start the season for the Chi High Cardinals, and the Macs hoping to follow suit here as they get rolling in eight-man football here tonight, a non-conference game, three non-conference games to start the season for McDonald before they turn to conference action. Well, Berry Global, give yourself a cost of living increase. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 an hour. Check it out. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. All right, we're going to get some of the starting lineups. Let's give a listen to the public address announcer, if we can here.
The Macs are coming out as a team. Give a big round of applause for the McDonald Macs, coached by Mark Maloney, Morgan King, Blake Winger, and Chris Maloney. And now your Greenwood Indians. We will introduce the offense. Number 7, River Glenn.
The quarterback.
Number 9, Christian Thomas. Number 10, Caden Hardeman. Number 24, Gage Ludovic. Number 67, Caden Wynn. Number 77, Levi Littner. Number 86, Ethan Shaw. And number 88, Rogan Travis. Tonight, the concessions are staffed by the Greenwood.
All right, there you go. The introduction of the starting lineup from our public address announcer as we're inching closer to kickoff here on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Again, the MAC bus initially arriving on one side and then coming in another way here a little bit closer to the field. And then realizing they couldn't necessarily turn into the parking lot and had to go back out. And so by the time they got out here, Greenwood, the Indians were able to be on the field a bit sooner. But McDonald's had plenty of time. It was more like about 6:20 or so, I think, that the Macs were on the field. So got their warm-ups in. You never know. It doesn't matter whether it's the broadcast or, you know, it's high school sports, be it gymnasiums or football fields. All that goes into it, but grateful for this opportunity. And again, the 11-man still the majority of schools, and yet many, many 8-man programs continuing on. And so at McDonald have settled into this, and a great way to keep football going at the school. And so the Macs now are going to be defending the goal to my right as we're in level one of this two-tier press box. And get set to, it's going to be Greenwood kicking off this evening. And looks like it's going to be number 2, Christopher Przinski. He's a freshman handling those kicking tasks. And so Przinski, the freshman, get ready to boot this thing and get us underway. And for McDonald, a couple of guys back deep, including Dale Tetrault. Look out for him on the far side. And here's Przinski. There's the boot and a little end-over-end job that's going to hit about the 33-yard line and be picked up there by Tetrault. He gets it out to about the 37, 38-yard line, or it'll be first and 10, McDonald. So the Macs taking over, as you heard Dale Maloney say, that I formation is what they like to go with. They'll call it the 38-yard line. First and 10, McDonald, as we get things underway. Yeah, it looks more like the 37, but we're not going to argue. And the scoreboard says 37, so we'll go with that. First and 10 from the 37, McDonald going right to left. coming off on the near side, Tetrault. What an outstanding receiver he is. Smiski, I formation, running backs behind him. Goes back to pass. On the first down, he's going to heave one to Tetrault down the left sideline. Tetrault, oh, he drops it at the 35-yard line, incomplete. But he was wide open, and Max with the element of surprise on the very first play. So an incomplete pass for Grant Smiski as we're underway here in the first quarter from Greenwood. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. All right, second and 10 for the Max from their own 37-yard line, going right to left. Coming to the near side. There's the pitch on the near side. Turning it forward, the 40, the 45, and down the sideline. We'll see where he went out of bounds. Number 21, Evan Eckes, the senior running back. And running for a first down and had to get to the 47. And they're going to mark him. Let's wait and see. All right. So a good run by Eckes to the near side as McDonald going right to left. And he got to, let's see what they call it. I'm going to say the 47. So a 10-yard run for Eckes and McDonald with their first down of the night. And Smiski back to pass is going to heave one deep and incomplete for Tetrault. So McDonald, some gutsy pass attempts early, and Tetrault is, again, he is a gem of a receiver. We know that, remember that from last year, and so talented. Remember, he stepped in at the quarterback position late in the season. You lost him at receiver, but he was able to step in there and did a terrific job. He can run and quarterback and catch the ball, but a couple of incompletes. But I'll tell you what, it's very early. And think of this as kind of working out those preseason bugs, if you will. All right, McDonald, not any kind of hesitation. They go for it again. Pitching it on the right side. Eckes is going to take it across the 50 to about the 46-yard line of Greenwood. A run of 7 for Eckes on the far side. Make it 2nd and 3, and he's got 2 carries for 17 yards. Eckes turning it on, and McDonald going left and going right and mixing it a pass and make it a run off to the 45. So add another yard, make it 8-yard gain, and good run by Eckes. Second, make it 3rd and 2. Handoff, and it's going to be Eckes off the left side, and he's going to go for about 4 to the 41-yard line and be tackled there by looks like 86, but I don't have an 86 on the program. Yeah, there we go. They're not in order. Ethan Shaw, the senior, with the tackle. And Eckes now has 3 carries for 22 yards, and McDonald has another first down at the 41-yard line. Smiski, I formation behind him. Smiski stumbles a little, and then rolls to the left. Spin move down the side. He's got Tetrault wide open. He'll catch it, and this time he'll get in for a... Is he down? He's down just short of the goal line. Just short of the goal line, and the big hookup from the 41 all the way down to about the 1-yard line. Dale Tetrault, a 40-yard completion. And, again, Tetrault looks like he's going to cause some nightmares for the Greenwood Indians tonight. So that was an amazing grab there by Tetrault. Now, as they go for it from the 1, the I formation, Smiski, and somebody moved. And a flag is thrown with 10:44 to go first quarter as the McDonald running for 2 first downs. Now Smiski over to talk to Mark Maloney. First minute, 16 seconds of this first quarter as Smiski talking to Maloney. Not officially a timeout, but why not take advantage of chat with the head coach if you can't. 10.5 minutes to go here in this first period. McDonald knocking on the door. They've moved it back to the 11. Smiski fires, got Tetrault. Tetrault with the catch with a couple of defenders on him. And
with a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app,
so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Zed! One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown!
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors, and a Chi-High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over two decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year, and remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling. What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
There's nothing like hearing the songs you love on local radio, with no subscriptions and no monthly fees. But there's a new bill in Congress that could stop the music. If passed, this bill would tax your local radio station simply to play the music you love. Text LOCAL to 52886 and ask Congress to support local radio stations. Help us keep you connected to the music, local news, weather, and traffic that you need each day. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
You know what you are. You're soft. And you're comfy. And
by gum, you done gave me the best night's sleep I ever had.
It's true. Even tough guys deserve a great night's sleep. Transform your old mattress with the MyPillow Mattress Topper. Save 50% on your MyPillow Mattress Topper at MyPillow.com. Promo code WOGO.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Navigating the world of retirement planning can be complicated, but what if you had a team of experts in your corner? Now you have access to that team every week with Financially Speaking. Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. on WOGO. Sue Bushka and Cole Bruner bring you timely, reliable advice for your retirement strategy. Financially Speaking with Sue Bushka and Cole Bruner, Saturday mornings at 7:30 on WOGO. And schedule a complimentary retirement planning consultation anytime at retirewithbushka.com.
Apologies for technical difficulties. Third and 10 for Greenwood. McDonald leads 6-0. We'll recap in a moment. And there's a handoff off the right side. A gain of about 5 for Gage Ludovic, the senior tailback, as Greenwood backed up in their own territory at the 39-yard line, 4th and 10. And the punter back, McDonald, leading 6-0. We'll recap the score for you in a moment. And now he's going to try to run it, being chased down, and Eckes gets him, and then he throws it after he was down already at about the 3-yard line. The punter, and it appears to be Rogan Travis. And so McDonald got a 40-yard pass to Tetrault to the 1-yard line from Grant Smiski, and then got a penalty, bumping them back to the 11. And ultimately, the Max on a third down and goal from the 3 had to double reverse Eckes to Tetrault. They botched the handoff. Then Tetrault picked it up, ran it all the way into the left corner of the end zone. We will have the highlight for you later, hopefully, here on, I believe, yeah, cut 11. We've got it as that 3-yard touchdown run from Tetrault. As the Max take over with 5:17 to go first quarter. And leading it 6-0. McDonald had, didn't even try the extra point. Well, they were going to try to kick it, but then coming out of there, the holder, Tetrault, tried to run. So Grant Smiski now, 2nd and 8 from the 28-yard line. He's going to pitch it. Eckes, and then a loose ball on the field and diving for it. Eckes is going to recover. The defender was on the ground kind of scrambling, River Glenn. But Eckes falling on it. Eckes a workhorse here in the first quarter. I hate to give him the loss on that one, as it was 2nd and 8 from the 20. And now they back it up to the 36. So that's kind of incidental, if you will. That wouldn't be just -8, I guess, in some ways to Smiski. Smiski fumbling that back to the 36. 4:25 left first quarter here on WOGO Sports. Thanks to Dawson Halverson for covering back at WOGO during our technical difficulties. Smiski over the middle, incomplete pass as he rifled it over the middle to number 80, David Anderson, the sophomore. And David did some things as a freshman. We heard Coach Maloney talking about his speed. And, boy, they got some good receivers. And you're going to want to get out and watch these McDonald Macs at home or games that are close to Chippewa Falls this year, because some great ability and some fun players to watch. And the teamwork and Mark Maloney, an excellent coach. And what a great guy. Tetrault off to the left, Anderson to the right. I formation behind Smiski, 4th and 8 from the 36. Screen pass right side, going to go out there to the fullback. That's Daniel Fritz. Fritz is going to come up a little bit short of that first down. Yeah, he's going to come up plenty short of the first down. Remember, they were at the 30. They got to get to about the 20. And so Fritz, and we got an injured player down for Greenwood. And time is called with 4:05 to go in the first quarter. An injury timeout for a Greenwood player. We'll take a break. Back in a moment, WOGO Sports.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Zed! One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown!
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Hi, my name is Jamie Liebrandt, and I'm the Chief Credit and Lending Officer for Northwestern Bank. What I enjoy most about being a Northwestern Bank business banker is knowing what Northwestern Bank does and what I do makes a difference in the community. Whether it's working with a client or working with a nonprofit organization to serve the community needs, it's all, for me, very rewarding. To me, that's what makes the bank special.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Greenwood player brought off the field, I believe. I thought it was Anton Livingston, number 88. It was 88, yeah. So Rogan Travis, the senior tight end and defensive end, brought off the field. So there'd been a 5-yard run on the previous play by Daniel Fritz on a screen pass, actually. And now Greenwood with it. And the quarterback, an incomplete pass by River Glenn. And McDonald, it was a 5-yard screen pass to Daniel Fritz, the fullback on the previous play. But Dale Tetrault, 2 catches for 44 yards in that first possession. That led to the max score, leading it 6-0. Don't forget, we've got the Hy-Vee halftime show coming up, a new edition this year. Excited to share that and more. All right. River Glenn now under center, the option quarterback, second runner through. Off the left side, Christian Thomas is not the carrier. That was actually Gage Ludovic, my correction. Gage Ludovic, the ball carrier, the senior, and bottled up there by the Max defense. And keeping Greenwood in a third and long from the 33-yard line. And a timeout called. We'll take a break. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wärzgalä.com.
What are patients saying?
3:49 left here in the first quarter, and timeout Greenwood. They're facing a 3rd and 10 from their own 33-yard line, trailing McDonald 6-0. The Macs showed the ability to move the ball, especially their first possession, mixing run and pass very well. You've got Grant Smiski, who quarterbacked the club last year as a freshman, but now stepping in as a sophomore, more poise and confidence in the position. Dale Tetrault and David Anderson, also great receivers for him, and they got those out of the backfield like Daniel Fritz, who caught one, and others. And we've seen Evan Eckes, the workhorse so far, and don't forget about Brady Rubenzer. He's just kind of coming back from an injury, so they're going to be careful with him here tonight. 3rd and 10 here for Greenwood, and back to pass, River Glenn. Here comes the McDonald rush. He's going to get flushed out of there, and he'll run to the 40, to the, about the 41-yard line, a gain of 8 for River Glenn, before he's brought down by 2 McDonald tacklers. And they're going to say at least the 41-yard line close to the 42. So good gain by Glenn. Let's see if they list it as 8 or 9 with 3:38 to go here in this first quarter still. But holding on Greenwood, and it's all coming back. All for naught. So scratch that gain off the stat sheet for River Glenn. The quarterback, senior. I think I counted about 8 seniors for Greenwood. And again, unlike college and pro, they do it from the point of infraction. And so, but it's going to be from the 33 to the 23. So each team with 10 yards and penalties already in the first quarter. River Glenn now on a 3rd and 20, and he's got his receiver, Gage Ludovic. Ludovic to about the 36-yard line, gain of about 13. Make it 14 to the 37. So River Glenn, the senior quarterback, hooking up with Ludovic on that one, but still coming up a little bit short of what they needed. So they'll go for it. 4th and 6 from the 36. In the shotgun. And stepping back a little deeper. Maybe he'll just pull he's going to pull a surprise punt, and here it is. And there's the boot, and a good boot it is. Going the 30, inside the 20, the 15, about the 14-yard line. So backing McDonald up that time. The boot from River Glenn. And McDonald, with 2:50 to go in the first quarter, takes over, leading 6-0. Mark Halverson with you on the call here on WOGO. FM 103.1 and WOGO.com. All right. And Max backed up, though. 86 yards from pay dirt. As Grant Smiski, again, manning the controls. Smiski under center, eye formation behind him. Pitch out deep, and this is going to be Eckes again, the big workhorse. The 20, the 25, down the sideline, and Eckes going, 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 going all the way. Eckes is going to go all the way to the house. 86 yards for a touchdown. Evan Eckes, what a run for number 21, the senior. And the Macs lead it 12-0. 86 yards for Evan Eckes, and he's got 114 on the night. And that's your highlight reel. And McDonald now to try to kick themselves to a 13-0 lead. There's the boot, and it's going to be a little bit short from Allie Ferguson. We'll take a break. Max up on WOGO Sports.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
The Macs lead at 12-0. Going to have to work on their extra point and two-point conversions. But, hey, a couple of scores, including an 86-yard run from Evan Eckes. And just like that, he's got 114 yards rushing and a touchdown. The second rushing touchdown of the year. Tetrault took one on a double reverse earlier. And so now the Macs, Will Fritz getting ready to boot this thing. And a little pop-up. It's going to go about the 28-yard line and roll out of bounds. And they will let it go out on the far side. Christian Thomas letting that go out as McDonald up 12-0 on Greenwood here on this Friday night under the lights And so Greenwood, let's see where they position it. I think it goes up to the 35, correct? Yeah, so first and 10 from the 35.
Greenwood will take over. First and 10 from the 35.
35-yard line. As River Glenn, again, the senior quarterback in that option situation with the I formation behind him. He's going to take it himself. River Glenn right off the line of scrimmage, and a good tackle brought down by David Anderson after just a short gain. And a flag is thrown with 2:24 to go first quarter, and the Macs leading at 12-0. Again, if you're joining us late, a double reverse touchdown from the three. Dale Tetrault, after he made a 40-yard catch to set that up, a penalty pushed the Macs back to 11. They got to the three for a third and goal, and then an 86-yard run from Evan Eckes. Macs up 12-0. And a hold. It's going to be against our friends from Greenwood, so that's their second penalty in the night, and another hold, second, both holds. And they go from the 35 to the 25-yard line. So first and 20 from the 25-yard line. River Glenn takes it from the pistol. Handoff left side and a short gain for Christian Thomas.
Taken down by Fritz.
And Fritz on the tackle for the Macs. 2:05 left first quarter. And was first and 20, and they give him gain of 9 on that play. Thomas. So second down and 11 from the 34. Glenn again from the pistol. Not the full shotgun. Eight-man football here tonight. Greenwood, and there's the fake, and he's going to keep it himself and shake free to about the 37-yard line, lunging. And look like the tackler for McDonald looked to be number 6, Will Fritz, the linebacker. So gain of 3 on the play for the quarterback, River Glenn. And third and 8 from the 37. They need to get to the 45 for a first down with 1:10 and counting here in the first quarter, as Glenn was able to briefly go over to the sideline and get some instruction from head coach Chris Schmitz. Minute to go, inside of a minute here in the first quarter. Opening game, McDonald leading it 12-0. Setting up quarterback River Glenn, the senior, and delay of game possibly. Yeah, delay of game against Greenwood. And so that's 25 yards in penalties on the Indians here in the first quarter. And so instead of a 3rd and 8, it'll be a 3rd and 13. And River Glenn will bring the squad back here now. Clock ticking down toward 40 seconds left in this first quarter. Glenn from the pistol, back to pass, assesses the scene, rolling to his right, fires, incomplete. Little short, intended receiver, Ludovic. And it's 4th and 13. Clock stopped with 31 seconds left to go first quarter. 12-0 McDonald, 2 touchdowns already for the Macs. They've shown an exciting offense and a defense that's had a pretty good toughness. Here it is. All right, 4th down, punting situation. Now he's going to try to run out of that punting formation and try to surprise the Macs, but nothing doing, as it was number 9, Christian Thomas from the punting formation carrying it, but short of the first down and trying to use that element of surprise. Getting from the 33 to about the 38. So Thomas, a gain of 5 on the play. And he's got a couple carries for 14. And that's going to be the Macs taking over at the Greenwood 38 with 25 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Smiskey will march him up underneath the center. I formation behind him. Eckes the deep back. Back to pass. Short drop. Smiskey's going to go deep. He's got Tetrault for the catch. Tetrault. Touchdown, McDonald. Just like that, a 38-yard score, first play, and the Macs go up 18-0.
For a touchdown, Macs.
18-zip McDonald. And my apologies, that highlight did not capture as what I would have liked. So, but a 38-yard touchdown pass nonetheless. And now McDonald setting up. They've been unsuccessful on both of their PATs so far. Leading at 18-0. Smiski, the sophomore quarterback. Going to pitch it. Eckes coming to the near side. Eckes all the way. Going to stretch it out and get in there for two. And why not? Yeah. Looks like they got a way to go in the kicking game. And so 20-0, the Macs get those important two. We're back with the kickoff in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
Well, all right, we need to reset things here with 16 seconds to go. It's 19-0. Here's the deal, that it was they apparently ruled that it was not the touchdown catch to Tetrault. It was a 32-yard gain, and ultimately Eckes, what we thought was a two-point conversion run, was the touchdown. So anyhow, they did boot the extra point, and it is 19-0 here as McDonald is getting set to kick off. So we're all going through those growing pains here in game one of the season. And if we can get this squared away, not a ton of crowd noise, but we'll get our crowd mic working here. All right, getting ready. Fritz is about ready to kick it off for McDonald. As Greenwood to receive to the left, and there's a boot to the 35-yard line, and the Macs just swarm on the receiver there. And it looked to be number 20 that time for Greenwood, Hayden Rekovic. Yes, he's a freshman. You got Ludovic and Rekovic. So, Rekovic. All right, about the 37-yard line or so. First and 10 for Greenwood. Final seconds of this first quarter with the Macs leading it 19-0. Three touchdowns, and they got the extra point last time. All right. And now setting up, boy, they got the big offensive lineman, 67, who is big fella, Caden Wynn. And now River Glenn is going to take it himself, try to maneuver his way into that McDonald defense, and he gets to about the 43 or 44-yard line.
Taken down by Andrus.
And McDonald that time looked like Mason. Well, it's they say Andrus in on the tackle. A gain of 6 or 7 to end the quarter. After one, McDonald leading Greenwood on the road, 19-0 in eight-man football on WOGO Sports.
Where are we at with the Collins deal? I haven't seen any paperwork yet.
Dad, can we play catch?
No, I want this closed by the end of the day and on my desk by 8 sharp. No excuses.
Dad?
Is this the way you feel when you go to the pharmacy? Like you're just not important enough for them to take the time? Come get on a first-name basis with your locally owned Medicine Shop Pharmacy in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. It's neighbors serving neighbors, and there's always time for questions. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
The reminder tonight is the Greenwood High School Athletic Booster Club tailgate party. There are concession stands, there are hamburger, cheeseburger, hot dog. Make it a plate with potatoes.
All right, WOGO Sports, as we get set for the second quarter. Thanks to Dawson Halverson for manning the controls back at our WOGO studio, as it's going to be Greenwood now going right to left, right in front of us as we're level one of those two-tier pest rocks. Wonderful facility here at Greenwood as beautiful Friday night under the lights as second and four for Greenwood after the six-yard run by River Glenn a moment ago as he directs his squad against the eight-man McDonald defense. And from the pistol, and he's going to run into his running back behind him and then just kind of get bumped forward maybe to the line of scrimmage if he's fortunate. But that time it was Christian Thomas. It was a bobbled snap by Glenn and then running into Christian Thomas behind him, setting up a third and four. This 12-minute second quarter just underway. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, one of our great sponsors, along with Fleet Farm. Later on, we've got the Hy-Vee halftime. Third and four for the pistol. First down for Christian Thomas. He takes it from the 43 all the way into McDonald territory as they move right to left. And you can mark it at the 46, so a gain of 11 for Thomas. And had not noted a lot of first downs for Greenwood, but we've got that one for him. All right, 11-10 to go here in the first half. The Max defense now going to try to stiffen after giving up that first down. River Glenn, handoff, Thomas off the right side. 45, the 40, carries a couple of Mac tacklers down inside the 40-yard line. And coming up off the pile for McDonald, number 46 that time, Brady Rubenzer. So not hearing his name as much on offense, but helping out on defense for the Max. And again, Thomas again, they're saying gain of 7 on the play. Second down and 3. River Glenn from the pistol, high snap, hands off to 24 Ludovic, and now they're mixing it up that the ground game a little bit better here. Thomas and Ludovic, and another first down for Greenwood as they get to the 33-yard line. And a gain of 6 on the play for Ludovic. On the man, no incompletions, and just running the ball to the
first and 10 on the 33.
Yeah, the 33-yard line, going right to left from the pistol. High snap again, problems with it, and out of there, River Glenn's going to get nailed for again a loss of about 4 or 5 on the play. And saw number 50 for McDonald, Ryan Smisky, the freshman, dashing in there. Inside of 10 minutes to go here in this first half, and a loss of 3 on the play from the 33 back to the 36. Second and 13. 9.5 minutes to go here in the first half. And right to left, River Glenn now is going to take it from the pistol, and he's going to keep it himself and get, let's see, a lot of misdirection. Who's got the football? And it's apparently on the right side, and it's going to be Ludovic. Ludovic on the right side. They were at the 36-yard line. He went down to about the 33 before Anderson brought him down. So a gain of 3 for Ludovic. Got him unofficially for 3 carries for 14 yards. All right. 9 minutes left in the first half, and chewing up the clock here, keeping it on the ground consistently and regularly. But now it's a 3rd and 10, 3rd and long. So will Greenwood go to the air now? We'll see against this McDonald defense. 8:45 to go, first half. Bringing it right to left, Ludovic. From the pistol, he's going to take the snap. They've had some problems with it. There's the late handoff. Thomas is going to go right side and then cut it. Now make it Ludovic. Ludovic on the run. And he's got a first down and then some into the red zone for Greenwood. From the 33, he gets all the way down. See where they're going to mark it with 8:29 to go. A 16-yard run for Ludovic. And the third first down this drive.
First down.
into the All right, so first and 10 from the 17. From the pistol, there's the handoff. It goes to Christian Thomas. Thomas, that time, the max defense all over him, including number 21 for McDonald, Evan Eckes. Inside of 8 minutes left here in the first half, and chewing up some clock is Greenwood, trailing 19-0, but they're knocking on the door. No gain on the play for Thomas. He's been a workhorse tonight with unofficially five carries. 7:38 and counting. Second and 10 from the 17 as things begin to darken under these Friday night lights. From the pistol, River Glenn, number 7. The senior is going to take it. And fumble, loose ball picked up by the Max. They could go. Nobody is in the way, and they are racing down the field. Eckes is going to take it all the way for a touchdown. Any flags? They were trying some misdirection, and River Glenn had kept it himself. And then it's into the end zone for a touchdown, and Eckes makes it 25-0 McDonald. What a change of events that is, as Greenwood had their best drive of the night. Three first downs. They were chewing up clock, but then tying up River Glenn and knocking the ball free. Eckes there to pick it up and take it in for the score. Allie Ferguson, the senior, with Tetrault holding. The ball is down. Ferguson, the boot, and it's on the way, and it's good. And just like that, the Max lead at 26-0. Back with the kickoff after that unexpected development on WDOGO Sports.
7-12 left here in the second quarter. It's Greenwood.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls DC weekdays from 10 to 3 or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
McDonald as a big change of events there. As inside of the red zone, but a fumble occurring by Greenwood, and McDonald's Evan Eckes taking it to the house, 83 yards for the score, and McDonald, just like that, leading it 26-0. And there's the boot from Fritz, land about the 25, fielded there and taken by Thomas. And Thomas running into the MAC defense out to the 44-yard line before he gets wrapped up by number 6, Will Fritz.
There they'll have it, first and 10, Greenwood.
All right, so first and 10 for the Greenwood Indians as they trail 26-0 to the MAC. And going right to left now. Been accumulating. It was their best drive. They had a number of first downs. Again from the pistol. It's going to be River Glenn. Glenn on the handoff. And nothing doing on that one as the handoff to Christian Thomas. And a good job by the Max defense. And number 66, Caleb Leet, the freshman. So some big freshmen making a difference on defense.
Second down.
We had Smisky earlier, we mentioned, I believe, on another freshman. All right. That was no gain on the play for Thomas. Let's take the next one. And a high problems with the snap, and they're going to have to dive on it. And just wasn't ready, and Thomas is going to recover, but a big loss for Greenwood. Again, from that pistol slash shotgun, and River Glenn off his left shoulder pad and by him, and then Thomas diving on it, and the ball going from the 44 all the way back to the 35 and a loss of 9. And how do you score that? I mean, again, you hate to put that on Christian Thomas. He just recovered it. So,
timeout.
Greenwood, they want to talk it over. It's 3rd and 19, 5:59 left in the half. McDonald leading 26-0 on the road on WOGO Sports. Eight-man football.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalla.com.
Six nothing. It's all Max as they lead it. Greenwood facing a 3rd and 19 on the heels of their best drive of the night. 1, 2, 3 first downs, and they got into the red zone. We are recruiting a McDonald's student to possibly join us, but as the color analyst, but apparently he tells me it's not looking good. He's got to get somebody else to help him. 3rd and 19. River Glenn under center now. They're saying forget that pistol. Forget us having to hike it to you. And he's going to take it and back up. And now he's going to heave a pass down the right sideline. And he's got his receiver a little bit short of the first down. But River Glenn with a nice pass down that right sideline. And he found Christian Thomas. Thomas from the 35. They had to get to the 46 of McDonald. And it's to about the 48. So a 17-yard gain to Thomas on the play. And it's going to create 4th and 2. And going for it here with 5:25 left in this first half. Now he's going to go back to that pistol. And he's going to take the snap and back up. River Glenn, he's got his receiver. Ludovic gets the first down. Had to get inside the 46. And it... Ah, all right. I thought he held it. Apparently an incomplete pass. All right, I thought he held it. He did bobble, but not able to secure it, and so the Max will get it at the 48-yard line on the incomplete pass. 5:09 left here in the first half as McDonald going left to right. Grant Smisky with Fritz and Eckes behind him. Smisky takes it himself, standing just one step drop, and then he just drops a pass to David Anderson for a first, close to a first down. Had to get to the 42, and no, it'd be a gain of 9, and just short of that first down. So Anderson, I think, did have a catch earlier. But we had some technical difficulties, and I had some other things tending to, so you have to forgive me for not doing the best we can. 4:40 to go here after the gain of 9. From the pass from Smisky. So 2nd and 1. Everybody loves that down. Smisky can go back to pass and heave one. He's got a receiver. Tetrell down the field. He'll catch it. No, it's going to be Anderson in for the touchdown. Anderson on the long bomb going from the 48. They were at the 43. So a 43-yard touchdown pass to Anderson. And the Max go up 32-0. And just like that, Anderson back-to-back on the receptions. And Smisky's arm has improved, his accuracy. And he's only a sophomore, folks, so he's going to be around for a while. And the ball down, and there's the boot, and it is good. And you got to say that Allie Ferguson finding his range the last 3 extra points. 33-0 McDonald back in a moment with a kickoff on WOGO Sports.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community.
Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi-High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over 2 decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
David Anderson catches a 43-yard touchdown pass from Grant Smiski, and McDonald gets the extra point from Allie Ferguson. They go up 33-0, and now at the other end, Greenwood receiving the kickoff, and River Glenn, the quarterback, running that one back to the 43, where it'll be first and 10 for Greenwood with 4:16 left in this first half. 33-0, McDonald. Five touchdowns. They came up short of the extra point, the first couple, but the last three, Allie Ferguson getting the job done. As the Max on defense now, and they've gone back to the pistol, little gap between the center and quarterback River Glenn. He'll take it. Glenn back to pass. Rolling to his left. He's going to keep it himself. He tucks it away. The 45, the 50, the 45, the 40, and out of bounds. And a 17-yard run for River Glenn. And there's another Greenwood first down. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and coming soon to Rice Lake, visit cvosm.com/WOGO. First and 10 for Greenwood from the 40 now after the big run from River Glenn. He goes back to pass, finds his receiver on the right side, dropping it. Incomplete. Thomas had it and dropped it, and it's second and 10 from the 40.
Thomas, he could reel it in.
3:49 to go. Clock stops here, second quarter on WOGO. Coming up, the Hy-Vee halftime show. The Max, we haven't had a lot of Johnson Roloff red zone because the Max have been scoring from far right. They had the defensive 83-yard fumble touchdown return, the 43-yard pass to Anderson, and so they've been scoring from outside the red zone. All right, there's the handoff. Thomas up the middle, and tackler gets a hand on him, and then he's able to get close to that first down, at closer to the 30, but still short. Thomas working hard, down 33-0, but still see a lot of effort from these Greenwood guys, and they're going to mark it more like the 34. So a gain of 6 on the play for Thomas. He's got 38 yards rushing unofficially in this first half with inside of 3.5 minutes to go until intermission. And from the full shotgun now, this isn't just the pistol. Well, let's see. Now they're going to call pistol. All right, River Glenn. He'll take it. A few steps back, hands it off. And this is going to be Christian Thomas off the right side for that first down. So Thomas takes it from the 34 and pounding away to the 26 or so, and another first down. And Greenwood's been able to rack a number of these up. And again, for McDonald with the long scores, and again, you want those explosive plays, right? You hear talked about on every level. The 25 or 26-yard line, we'll see, with 3 minutes and counting here. And the 25, so a gain of 9 for Thomas on that one. Getting the first down. And River Glenn from the pistol. 2:45 left in the first half, trailing 33-0. Greenwood on the march right to left. There's the handoff. And there's a loose ball on the turf. McDonald, three McDonald players diving toward it. And the Max come up with it. And the fumble off the handoff, was it Christian Thomas? The ball carrier? Was it Christian Thomas, the carrier? Yeah. Christian Thomas fumbled. He came left side and boom, got popped. Somebody put a hat on him And the Macs come out of there. And again, what did we say? Toyson Ford, keys to the game. Limit those turnovers. They can be so costly. And yet another costly fumble that time for Thomas on that one. As McDonald will take over from their own 25-yard line. And a handoff going left side. Evan Eckes, he was quite a workhorse early, and he got a couple of touchdowns offensively and one defensively for the Macs. And running off the left side now, a gain of 8. So I've got him unofficially for 128 yards, plus he had the 83-yard fumble return touchdown as well. 2:10 left in the half as Smiski, second and 2 from the Mac 33, 67 yards from Paydirt. Off the right side, Eckes is going to break a tackle, and he's going to get out of bounds past 50-yard line. And Ludwig, clock margin 35 in half there. Going to see the scene.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
That time. With 1:04 left. First half. McDonald leading 33-0 from the 43 of Greenwood. Still looking for a little more here before the intermission. Handoff up the middle, pounding it away with Fritz, the fullback, and he carries for the first down. And a safe carry that time as Fritz has had a couple of carries on the night. And that one's going to go for the 37 or 38-yard line from the 43. Another first down for McDonald. Haven't had as many because they've had the big scores, but a gain of 5 for Fritz on that one. From the 38, pitch out. Eckes to the near side. Eckes and a high tackle brought down at about the 33-yard line. Clock ticking at 44 seconds in the first half. Eckes, number 21, the senior for McDonald. But Brady Rubenzer, once he gets healthy, he'd be able to mix in that backfield too. But gain of 5 more, so 157 yards rushing unofficially for Evan Eckes here in the first half. 24 seconds. Can the Macs get another score in before the break? Second and 5 from the 33. Back to pass. Smiski, and he's going to toss one. It's grabbed out there by Tetrell. Tetrell going to break free and get into the end zone. Touchdown. Dale Tetrell on the score for 33 yards, and they get it before halftime. What a play by Smiski to Tetrell with 7 seconds left, and it's 39-0 McDonald. And a great grab by Tetrell. Looked like potentially it could have been intercepted, but Tetrell just aggressively going after it, and they're going to come after Allie Ferguson, but not in time, and Allie boots it through. Was it good? It's good. 40-0, McDonald back with the kickoff in a moment on WOGO Sports.
Does it seem like some teams are at stake every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roll-Off Service a part of your team. Johnson Roll-Off helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roll-Off Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRollOffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRollOffService.com.
.40 McDonald. They've done it offensively and defensively, done it through the air and on the ground, taking advantage of turnovers from Greenwood, and Greenwood able to get some ball control going, getting some first downs and such, but some fumbles have hurt them on multiple occasions here, a couple of occasions here in this second quarter. So 7 seconds, McDonald kicking from due to the penalties from the Greenwood 45, and it's going to go back to about the 5-yard line, fielded there by River Glenn, the quarterback, and taking us down to 2 seconds left in the half. 2 seconds, and so Greenwood going right to left, trailing 40-0. Yes, that is a running clock score, but in the second half. That's not a first half thing, and so we would begin the second half with a running clock. Eight-man football, the same as the 11-man variety in terms of that. All right, so Greenwood, moments away from the Hy-Vee halftime show. 2 seconds left, and will Greenwood just take the knee? And that's what they will do. So we go to halftime, 40-0 our score. We'll take a 3-minute timeout. Back with the Hy-Vee halftime show in just a moment on WOGO Sports.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured. With top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Additional lots in phase two are coming soon, so get your name on the waiting list today. Your perfect home awaits in the Riverbell neighborhood. Ashley Construction.
The Medicine Shop presents Ways Life Has Become Easier. Our horse-drawn carriages became SUVs. Airmail became email. And instead of waiting in line for prescriptions, we now have free local delivery from The Medicine Shop. The Medicine Shop, making your life easier with free local delivery. Transfer your prescriptions to The Medicine Shop and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
My name is Tracy Smiski, and I am the market president of Northwestern Bank for the Eau Claire area. Northwestern Bank has done a really good job of selecting people that work very well together and create a team atmosphere that comes through in everything that we do. And building stronger communities where people matter is our mission, and I believe that our employees live that.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Our team member Nick will tell you why.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy one. Wisconsin is the dairy state, so naturally, Culver's was inspired by everyone's favorite rich and creamy tradition, frozen custard. We make our fresh frozen custard in small batches in every Culver's. It's a match, or batch, made in heaven.
Come have a taste of Wisconsin. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Well, an exciting first half for the Chippewa Falls McDonald Macs under first-year head coach Mark Maloney. Of course, he's coached here in the past, and he is our great friend who does the color. And, well, he had joined us last year in recent times doing color on McDonald football. But, hey, we love having him on the sideline even more than in the broadcast booth. And McDonald leading it 40-0. Let's try to recap some of this for you in the Hy-Vee Halftime Show brought to you by local grocery store on Claremont. Find some deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. There's a helpful smile in every aisle. The Hy-Vee Halftime Show. We start off with some of the recap of the scoring. Dale Tetrault, a 40-yard catch, setting up the first score. Again, we had some technical difficulties, so you may have missed that. And then there was a they set up. Ultimately, they had a, McDonald got to the one on that catch. Then they had a holding call, backed up to the 11-yard line. That was their only penalty I had unofficially in that first half. They got to the three, third and goal from the three, a handoff to Eckes. It was a double reverse, then Tetrault, but they bobbled. The snap fell. It was fumbled, but Tetrault able to pick up that oblong-shaped football and pick it up and run it in for the score. It was a lot of running for just 3 yards. He got the score, the extra point no good. It was 6-0 early, McDonald. Then McDonald later able to get an 86-yard run from Evan Eckes. And the extra point was no good. It made it 12-0. That was, again, maybe the third possession or so for the Macs. The Macs taking over, getting a 32-yard pass to Tetrault, setting up a 6-yard Evan Eckes run, and the extra point was good. And, in fact, Allie Ferguson is on a tear after missing the first two. He's hit the last four extra points. So McDonald went up 19-0 as we made our way into the second quarter when Greenwood was driving. They were having their best drive of the night. One, two, three first downs, but then a fumble. Evan Eckes recovering the 83-yard fumble return for a touchdown, and that made it with the extra point 26-0. That was with 7:12 left in the half. With 4:24 left in the half, a 43-yard touchdown pass to David Anderson, and we hope to have that highlight for you. And the extra point was, again, good, making it 33-0. And finally, late first half, the Macs get it back off another Greenwood fumble and able to capitalize. Grant Smiski to Dale Tetrault from 33 yards out. The extra point was good, giving us our halftime score of 40-0, McDonald. We'll take a break, back with more. Try to bring you as many highlights as we can. And more of the statistics as well on the Hy-Vee Halftime Show on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls DC weekdays from 10 to 3 or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
At Hy-Vee, we make lives happier.
And you'll be happy when you stop by for breakfast in our Wahlburgers fast casual restaurant. Or grab a flatbread pizza from our Mia Italian. In the mood for Chinese? We have that too in our Hy-Vee Hai Chai department right next to our sushi counter. So whatever you're in the mood for, you'll leave with a smile on your face when you visit Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of McDonald's football.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
The Hy-Vee Halftime Show, and our new color analyst is Carter Grill, a senior at McDonald High School. Carter, welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Carter, tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I played football at McDonald freshman year, and then I managed my sophomore year because I got a concussion in my freshman year. And then I kind of went off from the program junior year, kind of focused on more working. And then this year I'm back and doing videos, and then that's how I got into this.
There you go. Carter, thank you. You've been helping me out a little bit here with some of the spotting and things like that. So welcome to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show.
Thank you.
We are looking for some highlights from the first half. There were a lot of them, weren't there? How about McDonald? What an explosion. The Mark Maloney era is underway, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's great to see because he was my eighth grade coach, and we that senior class is going to be one to beat.
Hmm. Absolutely. So we're excited about it. I was over at McDonald the other day. Can feel the excitement. Eric Wiedemeyer, the new high school principal, and a great guy. And so a lot to be excited about at McDonald this year, including this game here tonight. So let's check out some of the highlights. Smisky, I formation behind him. Smisky stumbles a little and then rolls to the left. Spin move down the side. He's got Tetrault wide open. He'll catch it, and this time he'll get in for a... Is he down? He's down just short of the goal line. Yeah, it wasn't a touchdown, so it was close. He made us think maybe it was going to be that. But anyhow, we pick it up with this score. Again, due to technical difficulties, you may not have heard this, so here we go. I formation behind Smisky from the three-yard line. He's going to pitch it right side. Eckes, he's going, fumbling the ball, coming for the double reverse tetra. Now he'll pick it up. He's going to dash to the left corner of the end zone, and he's able to get in. Touchdown, McDonald. What a play. As Eckes going around the right side, and then a botched handoff to Tetrault, picks up the loose ball, runs it in. The Macs are on the scoreboard, 6-0 McDonald. So, again, Carter Grill, you... lost it, but they scored a touchdown.
Yeah, that was a big play. I did not think it was going to end like that. His thing. He's
right?
A great athlete.
He is.
He just did his thing and got to the end zone.
I know. He does his thing, that's for sure. And you can tell, it's such a confident receiver. He finished last year quarterbacking the team. I think what Grant was out maybe with injury, I think, at that particular point. So, look for some other highlights here. 86 yards for Evan Eckes, and he's got 114 on the night. And that was the touchdown run, just kind of capping off the touchdown from Evan Eckes. But let's jump ahead to the second half score, the one of the later scores that McDonald got here in this second quarter, I should say. 33-yard line, clock ticking at 44 seconds in the first half. Eckes, number 21, the senior for McDonald. But Brady Rubenzer, once he gets healthy, he'd be able to mix in that backfield too. But gain of five more, so 157 yards rushing unofficially for Evan Eckes here in the first half. 24 seconds. Can the Max get another score in before the break? Second and five from the 33. Back to pass. Smisky, and he's going to toss one. It's grabbed out there by Tetrault. Tetrault going to break free and get into the end zone. Touchdown. Dale Tetrault on the score for 33 yards, and they get it before halftime. And so now 4-0, Connor Grill. And, again, we know 35-0 into the second half, running clock. So that's the situation where we'll begin this second half here.
Yep. When I was walking down the sidelines, the Max players really seemed really excited that they said they wanted to double that score. So that's good that we have that excitement going into that second half.
There you go. On the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, let's get you some statistics here as well. Evan Eckes has been quite a story in the first half, offensively and defensively. Had the 86-yard touchdown run as well as a 6-yard score, and then also able to take to the house a and maybe we can try to get that particular cut. Let's see here. Because that was a thrilling defensive play that Evan was able to pull off earlier. Let's give it a listen. 8:45 to go first half. Bringing it right to left, Ludovic. Yeah, it was a little bit beyond that. So
problems cutting up four.
All right, so anyhow, 83-yard fumble return for a touchdown. So, again, Evan Eckes doing it on both sides.
Yeah, he's, like I said to Dale, he's a Evan's still just an amazing athlete. He's a big dude, and then he's just so fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you combine that, the speed and the power, 155 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns, 2 on offense, 1 on defense. Also, Daniel Fritz with a carry for 5 yards, so 160 between them. Grant Smiske got marked for a loss of 8, but how about Grant through the air? It seems like his confidence, his accuracy, his arm strength, everything's improved.
Yes, it is. I've seen him work over the summer, and he's been putting a lot of work and effort into this. Him and Dale, I see all the time out on the field, just running routes, and you know he can throw the ball. That's no mystery. He can throw the ball, and he can put it in some accurate spots.
Dale Tetrault catching 4 balls for 109 yards, and again he ran for 1 touchdown. We heard that one, and then he also caught a touchdown. We heard that as well. David Anderson also caught one there late in the first half, the 43-yard touchdown, which helped put the Max on top 33-0 on their way to this 40-0 lead. So Grant Smiske through the air. We see unofficially 8 passes. He's thrown a couple of touchdowns, and we've got him for 166 yards. Through the air in the first half. Meanwhile, as you look at the stats for Greenwood on the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, Christian Thomas with 59 yards rushing, about 10 carries or so, 17 yards rushing for River Glenn, the quarterback, and 4 carries for 40 yards for Gage Ludovic. Through the air, they have a couple of catches. Christian Thomas caught one for 17, Ludovic one for 14, but it just doesn't feel like they're two equals necessarily. Greenwood, a wonderful city, is a great school, but just kind of a mismatch here tonight.
Yeah. You could see that when they had their – they took our defense pretty good way down the field, and then they just made them make mistakes, and it cost them. But if they didn't have the mistakes there, this could be a way different ball game.
Connor Grill, good to have you aboard. Stick with me here as we head into the second half. That does it for the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have more preparation for the second half of action. Running clock, McDonald leading at Greenwood 40-0 on WOGO Sports.
A high school sports career goes by way too fast. So how do you make all those memories last for a lifetime? You could get the standard sports photos.
Now hold the ball on your hip and smile.
Or you could call Orange Impression for a hype video that your team will never forget. Orange Impression captures real game highlights with professional video, editing, and music that will make your athlete feel like a pro. Not convinced? Check out their high school football hype reels at orangehype.com.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Our team member Nick will tell you why.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy one. Wisconsin is the dairy state, so naturally, Culver's was inspired by everyone's favorite rich and creamy tradition, frozen custard. We make our fresh frozen custard in small batches in every Culver's. It's a match, or batch, made in heaven.
Come have a taste of Wisconsin. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls DC weekdays from 10 to 3 or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
At Hy-Vee, we make lives happier. And you'll be happy when you stop by for breakfast in our Wahlburgers fast casual restaurant. Or grab a flatbread pizza from our Mia Italian. In the mood for Chinese? We have that too in our Hy-Vee High Chai department, right next to our sushi counter. So whatever you're in the mood for, you'll leave with a smile on your face when you visit Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of McDonald Football.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. All right, we found one of the Evan Eckes highlights from the first half that we want to bring your way. And we were close on another one. And one of them is just, they're huge. And they're both, I mean, think about the rare game, Connor Grill, high school senior at McDonald, whose broadcast career is just rising meteorically. But an 86-yard touchdown run, and then later he gets an 83-yard fumble return. I mean, that's crazy. And so what a game for him to remember for the rest of his life. But then it's team. And, again, McDonald was introduced as a team. This is the fumble return. Give it a listen, WOGO Sports. From the pistol, River Glenn, number 7. The senior is going to take it. And fumble, loose ball picked up by the Macs. They could go. Nobody is in the way, and they are racing down the field. Eckes is going to take it all the way for a touchdown. Any flags? They were trying some misdirection, and River Glenn had kept it himself, and then it's run into the end zone for a touchdown. Evan Eckes makes it 25-0 McDonald. There you go. So big excitement. I mean, big plays. You talk about big numbers. The run from scrimmage, 86 yards. The fumble return, 83 yards. Evan Eckes standing out here, yeah, shining brightly. As are the McDonald Macs as a team, leading it 40-0 with less than 2 minutes left on the clock.
Yeah.
In this halftime.
Going back to, like, Evan and all that, like, he is – I could see, like, a mix of him, like, Tanner Opsahl back in the day and, like, the Matthew brothers last year. Like,
right.
He is a power horse like the Matthews brothers and just won't be stopped like Tanner.
Right. And so there you go. Here on WOGO, the Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every weekday from 10 to 3. Job offers right on the spot. Students 17 or older apply and work for the DC to receive the Fleet Farm 20% discount for your parents as well at Fleet Farm. Appreciate their sponsorship of our football broadcast tonight. Hey, give yourself a cost of living increase. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 an hour, and then you take it up from there. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, berryglobal.com/careers. Appreciate their sponsorship of McDonald and Chi-High football. All right, we are getting ready, edging ever closer to running clock football, 40-0 McDonald, with the clock ticking down the final 30 seconds of this first half. What do you think, the player mentality heading out here for the second half? You said you got a feel. These are your classmates, Connor.
Oh, yeah.
Carter.
Yeah. I mean, to see these guys, like, just succeed in the way, because I know all of them have just pushed and pushed the entire year. It's just been, it's so good to see.
Yeah. Working hard. They're hungry, huh?
Always.
All right. Very good. All right. The second half of football, moments away here. Thanks to Dawson Halverson. Back at the WOGO studios as we've worked through some challenges together on this football Friday night under the lights. Ah, nothing better nationwide than Friday night lights. I was told by the AD earlier that sometimes a fog kind of rolls in, but it looks like we've been able to avoid that so far.
Yeah, it's pretty good conditions for a football game tonight.
So Greenwood's going to receive. Now, remember, I mean, for them, wanting to get rid of that running clock as soon as possible, they've been shut out so far. So a lot of incentive for them. They did get the offense moving a little bit earlier.
Yeah, I mean, they pushed our defense down to about the 10-20-yard line. And then, you know, just the crucial mistakes. And, I mean, their offense, when it gets rolling, it gets rolling.
Yeah. And so particularly some of the running that they can do with Christian Thomas and Gage Ludovic and River Glenn, the quarterback. All right, so for McDonald, Will Fritz getting ready to kick, the senior, who's a tight end and linebacker, kicking it from the left, and Greenwood's going to receive on the right, and they'll have River Glenn on the far side, and then also Christian Thomas, the running back, to join him. As we get ready for the second half to get rolling here on WOGO.
Here we go.
There's the boot from Fritz, and high end over end, fielded at about the 27 by Glenn, the quarterback. Only in high school football you see the quarterback running back a kickoff, but out to about the 38-yard line, and it'll be first and 10. And again, there's that running clock. Again, no hesitation, no delay, and keeping it going. So they're going to mark it at more like the 37-yard line. So first and 10 from there for Gilman. Mark Halverson and Carter Grill.
Carter Grill, yep.
If I said Connor, I apologize.
You're good.
Do you have any siblings?
I do. I have Nate at home and my sister Lauren.
All right. Want to say hi to him?
Hi, guys.
There we go.
Yeah.
Brother's a radio star.
Oh, yeah.
From the 37, going right to left. And we've got
timeout
already before a play even occurs. Timeout Greenwood. We'll take a break as well. That does stop the clock. That's what can. 11:12 to go, third quarter. Max up 40 zip on WOGO at Greenwood.
If you need delicate surgery, you wouldn't ask for just anyone.
Oh, sure thing, Bob. Just let me finish up with the hedge here and I'll be right over.
So if you need a boundary survey or a certified survey map, call a professional. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC. Professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured with top-of-the-line surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Heath Loken & Associates. Proud to support local sports.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Additional lots in phase two are coming soon, so get your name on the waiting list today. Your perfect home awaits in the Riverbell neighborhood. Ashley Construction.
From the pistol, River Glenn, and he's going to fake and then hand it off. A bit of a misdirection, and Thomas is going to pound his way for some yardage across the 40 for Greenwood. And Thomas, a gain of 6 or so, the 43-yard line, and he's up to a total of 65 yards rushing on the night. Has had some fumble issues along the way, a little bit. And that running clock now, 40-0 McDonald, setting up a second and we'll call it 4.
Yeah, about
4 Greenwood from the 43. Mark Halverson and Carter Grill on the call here. And handoff up the middle. The running back's going to pound his way out to the 45.
Looks a little
Thomas
short.
Thomas again. Gain of 2. And at third and... third and 2. Third and 2 to get to the 47 as that clock continues to go. Again, it really shortens the game, but again, for obvious reasons, right? When a team is ahead, 35 points or more in the second half, 11-man or 8-man football, that's what goes on. All right, but the clock would be running anyhow when you're running the ball. So,
exactly.
Full house backfield, and there's the snap, and tripped up from behind. And you catch the defender who tripped it up. I don't know, was it 52 for the Max who tripped him up that time?
It looked like it.
Looked like it was driven soak up. And, but he does get the first down. So he's able to stumble his way out for a gain of 3, 70 yards rushing, and unofficially 6th first down for Greenwood. 9.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. As River Glen will rally them and bring them up. The clock at 9:20 and counting in this third quarter. Glenn from the pistol. And the left side. Oh, the four.
Oh, that running clock all the way to the house. Touchdown, 47 yards. Christian Thomas, 117 rushing on the night, and Greenwood's on the scoreboard.
Yeah, just beat our guys offside. Outside, the blocks were just pretty good for Greenwood.
Yeah. So Thomas with a 47-yard run, and it makes it 40-6, and that stops the running clock, at least for now, until the Max could score.
Yes. Soon they'd go for 2
here. Touchdowns and 5 two-point conversions to tie. And so River Glen from the pistol, as he is doing more than 90% of the time. Some issues with the snap, but that time kind of high, the handoff. And they're going to work it around for the surprise around the right side, and he's going to keep it himself, River Glen, for the two-point conversion. So Greenwood on the scoreboard, get the two-point conversion. It's 40-8 McDonald, 8:59 left in the third when we return on WOGO.
The Medicine Shop presents Ways Life Has Become Easier. Our horse-drawn carriages became SUVs. Airmail became email. And instead of waiting in line for prescriptions, we now have free local delivery from The Medicine Shop. The Medicine Shop, making your life easier with free local delivery. Transfer your prescriptions to The Medicine Shop and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
My name is Tracy Smiskey, and I am the market president of Northwestern Bank for the Eau Claire area. Northwestern Bank has done a really good job of selecting people that work very well together and create a team atmosphere that comes through in everything that we do. And building stronger communities where people matter is our mission, and I believe that our employees live that.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
All right, it's 40-8 ball game here on WOGO, and I'm just going to plead ignorance that Allie Ferguson, the kicker, is a female. I did not know, so if I misspoke in any way, shape, or form, please forgive me. So, all right, 8:59 left third quarter, and it is the kickoff now from Greenwood. There's the boot, just a high end of her end, short one, and fielded by the Max, and they're going to take it. And right away, turn
that is
this thing
gone.
Around.
Looks like David Anderson, I'd
Anderson,
say.
The speedster to the house, about a 60-yard kickoff return, and just like that, back to a running clock.
To the house.
Wow.
Well, the
60-yard return.
Here comes the field goal unit, too.
Yeah.
We've been...
And Tetrault, the holder, with 8:48 left in this third quarter. And Greenwood, their celebration abbreviated by David Anderson, taking it to the house, the sophomore, speedster, out of that wide receiver position. But in the kick returner, and a very short kick, and a flag is thrown.
Yeah, false start.
Yeah.
Get a little closer.
All right, so 46-8. Do the math. That is a. It's interesting because that's, well, that's 38 points. So, yeah. Do the math, Halverson. All right, yeah. Ball down from Tetrault. There's the boot,
it's
and
good.
Allie is good again. Five straight for Allie Ferguson, and the Macs go up 47-8. Back in a moment with the kickoff on WOGO Sports.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
I've had weird enough.
All right. 47-8. McDonald, 39-point lead, and that means we return to a running clock here with 8:48 to go, third quarter. And, again, taking it to the house. And about a 60-yard kickoff return for McDonald. The sophomore, David Anderson.
Yeah, once he got into the open field, I mean, there was really nothing going to stop him,
right,
except for maybe the kicker. But the kicker really didn't do much.
And so Fritz will get set to kick it. Daniel Fritz, the sophomore, kicking it from the 40 and from the left. And Greenwood receiving on the right side with 8:48 left in the third. Mark Halverson and Carter Grill. And there's the boot from Fritz, and this one's going to land about the 25, and Scoot and River Glenn's going to fake it, but keeping himself, coming to this side, the 25, and he's going to be brought down by Ryan Smisky, the freshman. And again, some of these freshmen defensively really standing out here for the Macs in this season opener under first-year head coach Mark Maloney.
First and 10 on the 25.
And so 75 yards to pay dirt for Greenwood after they did score last possession.
Well, it's nice about having Coach Maloney as our head coach. He coached middle school, so all these players are playing high school. They've been under his system before, so it probably wasn't too hard of a transition.
Yeah. All right, so River Glenn, the running clock, going to head towards inside of 8 minutes here shortly from the pistol. He's got Christian Thomas behind him. But he's going to hand it to the up back, and just a very short gain that time before Fritz in on the tackle.
Thomas up the middle.
That's Thomas, actually.
Tackled by Fritz, assisted by Lee.
So they were kind of changing things up a little bit. I think maybe Ludovic was in back, but Thomas had the 47-yard touchdown run earlier and a gain of 118 yards rushing for Christian Thomas. From the 26-yard line now, second and 9 for Greenwood on the move, going right to left, inside 7.5 to go, third quarter. Trailing 47-8 to the Macs. And the high snap out of there, River Glenn. Hand it off right side. Thomas on that right side, and he's going to go for a first down past the 35 to the 37 or so. And a gain of 11. Well, 10 or 11. We'll see where they mark it. Yeah, they're going to give him the 37, so a gain of 11. So all of a sudden, Thomas has really built up his momentum here in the second half.
He has. I mean, might as well, because you... You know, you have get out here and just play.
But again, it's what I think each team has about, I think, 8 games on the schedule. I mean, so
yeah,
you're really kind of laying the foundation for the rest of your season and certainly setting up for the next game. And Greenwood trying to
Find something.
Right. After trailing nothing at halftime.
Exactly.
And there's the snap to the quarterback, River Glenn, and again, bursting into the line. Rubenzer helping out on the tackle. And it's Christian Thomas now hobbling a little bit after that one. So he's become, he was the workhorse, but even more so here in the second half as he took it from the 37 out to the 43, a gain of 6, 125 yards rushing. I'm going to have to start using other areas I was saving for other running backs on the stat sheet here. So
looks like we're getting someone in for the
Gage Ludovic. And, it looks like Thomas is going to hobble out. We've got a number of carries. Count these up here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 17 carries for Thomas, and he'll hobble out right now for Greenwood, the senior, with 6:05, and that does stop the clock. Bit of an injury timeout.
Yep.
And so, is he being tended to on the field? I see somebody out there.
He's still on the
field. So Thomas chose to not even come off on his own power yet. And so he's being tended to. In the meantime, let me tell you that give yourself a cost of living increase. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 an hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. Again, so many of the max scores. Carter, we've got the Johnson Roll-Off Service red zone, the Johnson Roll-Off red zone. We're excited for it. But again, the way that works, the max get inside the 20 or so, and then you call it the Johnson Roll-Off red zone. But the max have been scoring from outside the 20.
Exactly. We've had some very long plays that resulted in touchdowns.
Yes. And so trust me, I want to have some fun with the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone, because Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. We're just chomping at the bit for them. Well, again, they've been scoring. Nothing wrong with explosive plays and long gainers, and they've had their share with 6:05 left in the third. Leading at Greenwood tonight, 47-8, the start of this eight-man football season. And Christian Thomas, he was such a workhorse all night long. Had the 47-yard touchdown run, and now being helped off the field by head coach Chris Schmitz and one of the trainers as well here with 6:05 left in the third quarter. Well, it could be another assistant coach that's helping, but he's gonna need some attention. And so laying on the grass here.
Very unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. But we hope he gets the proper attention, and trust he will.
Exactly.
All right, clock ticking now to 6 minutes, and inside of that, in this third quarter, Max leading at 47-8. From the 43, Greenwood, going right to left. From the pistol, River Glenn, the senior quarterback. And again, Gage Ludovic is the running back, but also you got number 60 out there, so get some identification for him, Zachary Prasinski. And
Griffin Sokup and
great job by the defense. And that was River Glenn trying to carry it himself, but a loss on the play. They were at the 43, a loss 43 or 44, back to the 42. So a loss of 2 for River Glenn. I've got him for 4 carries for 15 yards on the night. 5:13 and counting in the third quarter. Max leading at 47-8, 39-point lead. As Greenwood huddles and approach the line of scrimmage. Off to the near side, receiver Christopher Prasinski, a freshman. River Glenn in that pistol. He'll take the snap, handoff. It's going to be Gage Ludovic. Ludovic's going to pound his way for a first down. Just shy of McDonald territory.
Very strong running from number 24.
Yeah, he took it from the 41 all the way to the 48, so he got the necessary yards, 7, and 37 yards rushing for Ludovic on the night, and Greenwood another first down, unofficially their 8th of the night, inside of 4.5 minutes left here in this third quarter. Max leading at 47-8. From the pistol, the senior quarterback, River Glenn. Look out for Ludovic after that impressive. Oh, high snap through his hands. Loose ball, and able to recover it, Glenn, but whack inside of the 40-yard line. So from the 47 or so as the line of scrimmage, to put it at 39, a loss of 8 on the play. So River Glen, I'm going to put it really as a sack of sorts. So it was through his hands and behind him.
The mistakes for Greenwood just are just not helping right now. I mean, it's they're like I said before, they're getting downfield. Just that they make the one little mistake and it's almost game over.
Right. From the pistol with 3:35 left in the third quarter. And there's a high snap, but snagged by Glenn, and a handoff, Ludovic, and he goes through the middle, up past the 45-yard line, trying to get back to that original line of scrimmage, and he is able to accomplish that, so a gain of 8 on the play. And he's up to 45 yards rushing on the night. Inside of 3:15 left in this third quarter, Max on top, 47-8. Mark Halverson and McDonald's senior Carter Grill on the call. And from that pistol, River Glenn, the senior. Snap. Ludovic, again, good job by the McDonald defense, stopping him for maybe a loss of one. See where they apparently.
Oh, another injured, kind of roughed up player.
Yeah, and Ethan Shaw kind of.
Looks like holding his back.
Yeah. Public address announcer correcting that apparently Przinski was the running back. Zachary Przinski, the freshman, so first carry for him. And a loss of one on the play. So third and 10 from the 48-yard line. Yeah, third and 9 maybe. All right, so let's see what Greenwood and Ludovic is hobbling himself over to the left side into a receiver position.
It says third and 8, but on the sideline it says fourth.
Yeah, and so they're setting up in a punting formation here. And now they corrected it to fourth. And there's the boot just in the nick of time from Chris Przinski. And it's going to take a Greenwood roll all the way down to close to the 20-yard line, where it'll be down by Zachary Przinski. A couple of Przinskis who are both freshmen. And the Max will get it there with less than 100 seconds left. Again, that running clock keeping things moving here in the third, and a lot of running plays by Greenwood. 47-8 McDonald. So we'll see what the Max come up with here in the waning moments of this third quarter. 1:20 and counting in period number 3. And they come out of the huddle, and I believe it's still Grant Smiski out there.
Yep.
All right. And Smiski, number 3, the pitch on the far side. We got a different running back,
number
though.
Number 32, it looks like.
And that's Dawson Moulton, the freshman, getting his first chance at one, as it was first and 10 from the 20 inside of a minute and 50 seconds now in this third quarter.
Well, it looks like Coach Molley is kind of trying to sub in players that don't play and, you know,
right,
give them some experience for the first season, for the first game of the
season.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely. And so Dawson Moulton, number 32, with that. And now, what, a gain of one on the play for Moulton.
Yep.
And on second down, hand off again. Is that Moulton again?
If he stayed
again,
in, I think
it, yeah. Moulton another time. Again, just a freshman, but eight-man football. Limited rosters, and freshmen maybe see action on this level that might not be seeing that in terms of a more crowded roster on a higher level or a different program.
That first quarter is about to come to the end.
It is. And at the end of 3, our score, McDonald 48-47, and Greenwood 8. It is 3rd and 1 from the 30 for the Max. When we come back on WOGO in 1 minute.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Our team member Nick will tell you why.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy one. Wisconsin is the dairy state, so naturally, Culver's was inspired by everyone's favorite rich and creamy tradition, frozen custard. We make our fresh frozen custard in small batches in every Culver's. It's a match, or batch, made in heaven.
Come have a taste of Wisconsin. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
The fourth quarter, Mark Halverson and Carter Grill. A new combination has birthed here tonight with the high school senior, Carter Grill, helping out on the broadcast. You had no idea when you were coming you'd be doing this.
Oh, no. I had a feeling, though, with Mark being on the field and coaching.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Looks.
And it's third and one for the Max. And
timeout.
Timeout by Greenwood.
I don't know if it was timeout. Yeah.
All right, we're going to keep it right here. Because I'm going to tell you that don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls and coming soon to Rice Lake. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. And they do a great job, and so many people turning to them during the high school football season, the high school sports season, and much appreciated there. All right, don't forget later, we've got the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show and the Holly Bobie Names You Know stats recap, all still to come on this Friday night. Under the lights, 12 minutes to go, running clock, Max with the ball, third and one from the 30, 70 yards from pay dirt. And there's a pass off left side, Tetrault. To the 35, he's got the first down, the 40. The 45, he's going down the sideline.
Oh, Tetrault,
did he go? Seven. Dale, just like that to start the fourth quarter, and it's 53-8 McDonald.
Broke his first tackle, and then, you know, off to the races.
Wow. And just like that, with 11:44 to go in the fourth quarter, the Max go up 53-8. And we will bring along Allie Ferguson. She's hit five straight extra points. Can she make it six in a row to try to make it 54-8? There's the boot, and it's
good
through. Six straight for Allie, and the Max lead it 54-8 in this eight-man high school football game. Back with the kickoff in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls DC weekdays from 10 to 3 or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
McDonald up 54-8. Dale Tetrault, I mean, he just means business. He's like a man among boys.
Yup.
I mean, he catches it. He great hands. He's fast. He's strong. It's and Eckerson Tetrault. And don't forget Grant Smisky, right? I mean, yeah. He's the one who's throwing him the ball.
Exactly, yeah. It's a well-rounded offense that we have here at McDonald.
Again, this is just the first game. We talked about the schedule earlier. We'll look at it. But we've got three other Max broadcasts slated in the regular season. But next week at Thorpe, so on the road. But Thorpe can be a tough squad for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And there's the boot. Fumbled a little bit and some troubles. And Greenwood, and that's number 25, really having some difficulties. James Durstein, a sophomore. And racked up back near the 20-yard line after the boot from Fritz. And 11:22, and the clock just continuing now, obviously with that 54-8 lead. It's 46 points. And a timeout, Greenwood. All right, we'll take a break as well. Back in a minute. WOGO. Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
At Hy-Vee, we make lives happier. And you'll be happy when you stop by for breakfast in our Wahlburgers fast casual restaurant. Or grab a flatbread pizza from our Mia Italian. In the mood for Chinese? We have that too in our Hy-Vee High Chai department right next to our sushi counter. So whatever you're in the mood for, you'll leave with a smile on your face when you visit Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of McDonald Football.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
All right, Greenwood trying to finish strong, trailing McDonald 54-8, eight-man football, WOGO Sports, Friday night under the lights. And Greenwood now going left to right, first and 10 from their own 23. Mark Halverson, Carter Grill with the call. And a bad snap.
Botched snap.
And River Glenn, the quarterback, falling on it. And Greenwood not losing this fumble as they have others earlier. Inside of 11 minutes to go.
Timeout.
And another timeout. McDonald calling a timeout. Okay, let's keep it right here and tell you that give yourself a cost of living increase. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 an hour. You heard me right, $23.60 per hour. That's where you start. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. berryglobal.com/careers. Stick around at the end tonight. We've got the post-class and mirror post-game show. We invited Mark Maloney to come up and join us, so hopefully that'll be the case. He's not Mike shy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he joined the boys and girls McDonald basketball coverage coming up.
In the middle of that timeout, they're practicing snaps with the center and the quarterback.
Oh. And there's another botched snap and a loose ball. The clock isn't even running. I don't know, but yeah, you're welcome. And so it's recovered again. So two consecutive times by Greenwood.
Third and 10.
And so third down and 10 yards to go from the 23. And so difficult times here for our Greenwood friends on this particular possession.
I mean, it looks like most of our second string, third string players are out right now. So out on the field, get some playing time.
It looks like, actually, is it Chris Prusinski, the freshman, is the quarterback.
Number two.
Yeah, Chris Prusinski, the freshman. So that's something we should note. And so Prusinski taking it from under. And three straight botch snaps are a difficult exchange there from the center to the quarterback. And three straight times. And then there's big number 66 coming away with it. Auburn Herdman Clark, a sophomore, handing it over. And clock continuing to tick away. Less than 10 minutes to go here in period number four with the max and the blowout capacity leading at 54-8.
What I'm guessing is these guys are the JV, and then they're getting super, you know, nervous about coming in, and it's their first games, and they'll figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, he's listed as offensive lineman, linebacker, so, but I guess you can only put so many positions, and now into that punting formation inside of 9.5 to go in the fourth quarter, and Prusinski's going to get off the punt, and it's going to take a good Greenwood roll inside of the McDonald 40 to about the 37-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 max. As that clock continues to run. And we'll see where they mark it. As the referee with a good arm as he tossed it over here to the sidelines.
Looks and like 35, 36.
Yeah, it looks like, I think the 37, it's fair to say. All right.
Yeah.
Inside of 9 minutes to go in this contest. As McDonald takes over, let's see any kind of changes offensively, if we can spot those for the max here. And it looks like some different helmets.
It looks like Dawson Moulton.
Dawson Moulton now has a very good night for Grant.
Number 30 took that.
A handoff to number 30, Caden Boos, the freshman.
Tackled by Moreau.
So get him on the stat sheet, Caden. Out to about the 41-yard line. So,
I'm not seeing a starter in the Max offense.
Gain of four.
We must have all our JV freshmen in.
There you go. So running clock. You've got a huge 46-point lead, and so why not? So Dawson Moulton at the quarterback position. And Moulton? No, 82.
Oh. Yeah.
Cale Holm is the quarterback, and he's going to take it around the left side.
My bad.
That's all right. 32-82. But Cale, and getting new guys' names here in the stat sheet, as Cale Holm on the run after the previous four-yard gain, run of eight on that play. And 7.5 to go. And then McDonald Max getting the first down there. But botched snap and Holm, loose ball, and Greenwood after it. McDonald has not turned the ball over tonight on a fumble or an interception. And the Max able to maintain it.
We've gotten close to a couple turnovers, but, you know, we've made some really good plays off of them.
So. Right. And no gain on the play. Clock at ticking towards 7 minutes left in this contest as McDonald looking to go 1-0 on the season here at Greenwood tonight. Cale Holm, the freshman quarterback, number 82, listed as a tight end and linebacker typically for the Max. A pitch out on the far side, and this is going to be 13 on the move. Ryder Sullivan. Sullivan, a great run to inside the 30 and eliciting a lot of hoots and hollers on the far sideline.
McDonald's bench got really excited for that one. He broke out. I mean, he's not a big dude.
Yeah, Ryder Sullivan, a sophomore. So a lot of names to enter here on the stat sheet in the late going fourth quarter as Sullivan gets his first carry of the night, and a lot of support for him on that, a 22-yard run and another McDonald first down. And now throwing
pass
with somebody by his feet, and a good job on the pass
number
by Cale Holm.
It looks like a number 11. Number 11
yeah.
Plus that.
Cale Holm to Bruce Meyer, and again, the original line of scrimmage was the 29-yard line inside of 6 minutes to go. So Meyer on that one with his first catch of the night, a 17-yard gain, and Cale Holm completing one for 17 yards as well. On the handoff, it's going to be Sullivan. Sullivan going to pound his way inside of the 10-yard line for a couple of different tacklers, including number two, Chris Przinski, in on the tackle.
For such a little guy, he runs super, super strong.
Mm-hmm. The diversity, the number of running backs that the Max can turn to. All right, second and four from the 10, so a gain of six for Sullivan. He's got two carries for 28 yards here on this drive.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all. Cale Holm, under center. He's going to pitch it right side, and this one's going to go, number 30, Caden Booz. Booz is going to get knocked down short of a first down on the far side with 5 minutes left in the game, and the Max leading it 54-8. Inside of 5 minutes now. And, again, Caden Booz and Ryder Sullivan kind of mixing it up. And no gain on the play that time for Booz. So third down and four from the 10 for the Max. Cale Holm, the quarterback, under center. Handoff, first runner through. And this is going to be 35. And he's going to go to Justin Quall, another freshman running back. How many guys are carrying the ball for the Max? Wow. He's tackled on the right side and looks short of the first down still.
Well, as a freshman, I mean, you try to see what you get out of them. Throw them at running back, see what they're built of.
Right. Justin Quall, and gain of three. So it's fourth and one from the seven. So they go for it on fourth and one.
Why not?
Yeah. Cale Holm under center. He's going to try the quarterback. Oh, he's going to throw, and he's got a receiver. Touchdown, McDonald.
50, it looks like?
Yes. Ryan Smitsky, the freshman. So Cale Holm, freshman to freshman, and the Max go up 60-8. And so Cale Holm, from the 10 to the 7-yard touchdown, I believe.
Yeah.
So, and he finds Ryan Smitsky.
Ryan's a tall dude. It means he's not too, he's not hard to miss when he's in wide
obviously
open.
Grant's younger brother?
Grant's cousin, I think.
Grant's
I'm
cousin.
Pretty sure, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and a little quarterback sneak, and it's good.
Yeah, so.
Cale Holm.
Cale Holm takes it around the side for the two-point conversion, 62-8. Back with the kickoff in a minute on WOGO Sports.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super-friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Nguyen and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Nguyen Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Nguyen Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Nguyen and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Nguyen Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
A high school sports career goes by way too fast. So how do you make all those memories last for a lifetime? You could get the standard sports photos.
Now hold the ball on your hip and smile.
Or you could call Orange Impression for a hype video that your team will never forget. Orange Impression captures real game highlights with professional video, editing, and music that will make your athlete feel like a pro. Not convinced? Check out their high school football hype reels at orangehype.com.
2-8 McDonald.
Looks like Ryan is kicking off too. He's doing it all now.
He is. So, Carter, for you to help me as the color analyst, the job you were doing, videotaping, went to Ryan's younger brother?
It did, yes. Had to go get him out of the stands.
Okay. All right. Recruiting.
Always.
62-8 McDonald, and there's the little squibber, and it goes the 10 yards.
Tackled by number 70, it looks like.
And then it's fielded by number 2 for Greenwood, Christopher Przinski, who's been quarterbacking here as a backup. And again, the running clock, 3:45 to go. Lots and lots of scoring. You can see lots to recap later here on the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show and the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap. And we've invited head coach Mark Maloney again to join us in the press box if possible. We'll see if that is... get his reactions on this opening win. There's a handoff, just a short gain on the side. And the player is Przinski. Is the clock ticking toward 3 minutes left? Just a short gain of about a yard for Christopher Przinski. And try to find. Gain of 1 on the play, second down and 9.
Rakovic under center.
So a third quarterback now, Rakovic for Greenwood, and he's going to, well, they've had a lot of problems with the snap with the last quarterback. And
it looked like a ball, gain of
about 1.
It could have been like a quarterback sneak or something.
Right.
Bodies kind of swarmed.
Hayden Rakovic, he's a freshman, number 20. And this game will come to a close in about 2 minutes. As Rakovic gaining 1 on the play and taking their time in the huddle as big number 66 arrives there. Aubin Herdeman Clark, a sophomore. 2 minutes left, inside of 2 minutes. They get the snap off.
Fumble.
Rakovic and
fumble.
Getting past midfield, and it's going to be a McDonald football. So a loose ball squirting away, one final fumble, and coming out of there with it.
Number 13.
And for the Chippewa Falls McDonald Max, that is
Ryder
Sullivan. So we were calling his name, and the last time the Max had the ball, he ran for 28 yards and a couple of carries. And now the Max come out of there. So the final 90 seconds of this contest with McDonald in complete control at 62-8 to start their season. Thorpe is up next week.
That should be a really good game, I think.
Yeah, you're going to want to get out and support these McDonald Max. You're going to want to see them in person, root them on, and they're going to need the crowd support. This is just game one, but, hey, the Mark Maloney era is underway here.
Very strong showing, too.
Took care of business in the first half, leading 40-0, outscoring Greenwood 22-8 in this second half at the running clock.
Just taking a knee.
Taking a knee, and that is the backup quarterback, Cale Holm. So the final 50 seconds, just a matter of making it official and inviting you to stick around for the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show, as well as the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap. As McDonald, maybe one more time, they'll take the knee with Cale Holm, the quarterback, as Ryan Smiski runs in. I guess it wouldn't be much of a play, right? Just take the knee again.
Yep.
Final 25, 24, 23 seconds. And one more time, and that's going to do it here from Greenwood tonight. Wonderful community, friendly and gracious, hospitable high school. And McDonald taking care of business on the football field in so many ways. Didn't turn the ball over, allowing just one touchdown and two-point conversion and putting a lot of points on the board. One of those, a score, a fumble return of 83 yards by Evan Eckes. McDonald, your winner, 62-8. We're back with the postgame in 2 minutes on WDOGO Sports.
My name is Tracy Smiski, and I am the market president of Northwestern Bank for the Eau Claire area. Northwestern Bank has done a really good job of selecting people that work very well together and create a team atmosphere that comes through in everything that we do. And building stronger communities where people matter is our mission, and I believe that our employees live that.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Our team member Nick will tell you why.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy one. Wisconsin is the dairy state, so naturally, Culver's was inspired by everyone's favorite rich and creamy tradition, frozen custard. We make our fresh frozen custard in small batches in every Culver's. It's a match, or batch, made in heaven.
Come have a taste of Wisconsin. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, you'll find a friend. So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls DC weekdays from 10 to 3 or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
Welcome to the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show. Mark Halverson and Carter Grill, and looks like head coach Mark Maloney is going to join us shortly. This is the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Wow. What do you say, Carter? 62-8 McDonald. It was a dominant performance.
Very. It helps coming into games with – like a bunch of seniors, because this senior class is like super big. You have the experience on the field, but also just coming as a new coach, it could get a little rocky. But I think there's no way to understate this. It was a really good game. Coach Mark Maloney did a really great job coaching this team.
Right, I think there were surprises. I mean, right away they were trying to throw. I mean, you've got between Dale Tetrault on the one end. And the running backs with Eckes in the backfield, and you're waiting for Rubenzer, and we see the variety of running backs that they had. And so a lot to be fired up about with this McDonald squad. And so Mark Maloney is going to come and join us shortly. In the meantime here in the post-Glass and Mirror post-game show, let me start to recap some of the scoring. It started with Dale Tetrault, the 40-yard pass to Tetrault, and that got down to the one-yard line. And then the McDonald Max had, I think, one of their few turnovers, penalties of the night. They didn't have any turnovers. And then a double reverse touchdown that we'll hear a bit later. I heard it in the halftime highlights, but it's worth revisiting because there was a dropped snap on that play.
Yeah.
And, in fact, maybe we'll bring that up as Mark Maloney, probably out of breath, as he's going to join us here in the postgame show. Coach, congratulations. You come out of here with an overwhelming 62-8 win at Greenwood. Your thoughts, Mark Maloney?
Well, again, this team down there is a fantastic football team. I kind of knew that coming into this whole gig. So I didn't expect anything less.
Yeah.
So they played a really, really good game.
Yeah. Let me just try to see if we'll put the headset on here. But and so earlier we were just recapping the very first touchdown because you go to the air right away. I mean you're calling the surprise, the pass, et cetera. A couple of incompletions, but then you did get the big hookup. But then on that double reverse from the three, it scores a touchdown, but there was a botch on the handoff.
Yeah, and we've been working on that from day one. We've been working on our reverses and our handoffs, and guess what? They put it on the ground at practice, too.
Yeah.
And they're just trying to get that figured out, and we'll get it figured out. And it worked so well. We had it set up so well that Dale had plenty of time to pick up his drop fumble and run it into the end zone, so... We're going to try and iron that out a little bit, too. So that's a good play for us.
Right. And I'm just saying, I mean, it showed you did not turn the ball over tonight. And yet you were able to capitalize on them. I mean, how about Evan Eckes? I mean, good night, offensively and defensively, huh?
Oh, exactly. You know, Evan's a football player. I had the honor, the privilege to work with him in the summertime up in the weight room. And the kid is so dedicated. Mm. Brady Rubenser is the same way. Mm-hmm. Those kids were in the weight room. Wesley, Eddie, it was in the weight room. All those guys put that time in, and it pays off. So, but hey, you know what? This is a great win, but it's game one, so we got a season to go.
All right. So, what about Thorpe next week?
I don't know a whole lot about Thorpe yet. So we'll be back and getting some film on them. But it's like I told the kids down there. I says I'm not a big film guy. I'll look at it a little bit to see what we're doing because we're going to concentrate on what we do.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, congratulations.
Thanks, Mark.
Good way to start.
Yes.
A lot of fun. All right. And Carter's debut as a color analyst.
That a boy.
All right. Thank you. Mark Maloney here joining us on the postgame, on the post-Glass and Mirror postgame show on WOGO. Let's take you to some of those highlights, if we can, here, because that's maybe the most fun. And we've got the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap coming up as well. But talking about getting down to the 3-yard line, that the play we were just talking about with Mark Maloney, let's give that a listen, the call. I formation behind Smisky from the 3-yard line. He's going to pitch it right side. Eckes, fumbling the ball, coming for the double reverse touchdown. Now he'll pick it up. He's going to dash to the left corner of the end zone, and he's able to get in. Touchdown, McDonald. What a play. As Eckes going around the right side, and then a botched handoff to Tetrault, picks up the loose ball, runs it in. The Max are on the scoreboard, 6-0 McDonald. And who knew, Carter Grill, that would be the first six of what would be 62 points on the night?
Exactly. When they botched that, I got a little worried. But Grant had a – just to bring Grant's name in here, because Grant, I mean, he had a great night as well.
Absolutely.
But he made a really great first pitch there, and then it kind of just went a little south. Mm-hmm. But like Mark Maloney said, he said that, they had enough time
right.
to work it out. I mean, if
that, and that was the first score, and let's go back to the highlights because this is a highlight we did not bring you in the halftime highlights, but we've been able to secure it. Let's give it a listen. I formation behind him. Pitch out deep. And this is going to be Eckes again, the big workhorse, the 20, the 25, down the sideline, and Eckes going all the way. Eckes is going to go all the way to the house, 86 yards for a touchdown. Evan Eckes, what a run for 91. And so he goes 86 yards on that score, and the Max lead it 12-0. Then a bit later, a 32-yard touchdown, 33-yard pass to Dale Tetrault, set up a 6-yard touchdown run by Eckes, another TD run by him. The kick was good. by Allie Ferguson, making it 19-0, and she started a hot streak with her extra points.
Yeah, she started off a little slow. I think she missed her first two, but then she didn't miss the rest of the game.
Right.
She got into her groove, and, you know, and we were talking about this last year. We need it helps to have a consistent field goal kicker because, I mean,
absolutely.
If it comes down to a close game, you don't want to, like, I mean, the touchdowns in the last seconds are always great, but, you know, you want that consistent, you know, she's going to drill it in the back.
And Carter, forget just field goals. I mean, even extra points. I mean, that's really, you know, that point is available, and you can go for two, but it's a little more high risk. And so it was great to see her develop that consistency, I think six in a row, right?
Yeah.
And so this is another, the defensive player of the night right here. From the pistol, River Glenn, number seven. The senior is going to take it. And fumble, loose ball picked up by the Macs. They could go. Nobody is in the way, and they are racing down the field. Akis is going to take it all the way for a touchdown. Any flags? No, there weren't. And that was, again, doing it offensive and defensive. This game, Evan Akis is going to remember the rest of his life.
Yeah.
I mean, just when you have such long scores on a run and also a fumble recovery, incredible.
Because that was back-to-back, right? Almost back.
You're right. Yeah, because he had the one was, I don't know the exact time here of the touchdown run. Yeah, it was a, and then with 7:12 to go in the first half, was that again Greenwood that at that time, right? I mean, the game was still 19-0,
but they
and
were,
that turned it to 26.
Exactly.
That really turned the tide there, and this was a score before halftime. On the move.
Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa.
Hello. Yeah, I'm here. The YMCA. Oh, well, that's not what we were looking for. All right, never mind that. All right, well, let's go to some final highlights that we have maybe from the second half. We had the reserves in, and they were able to get a touchdown, and that was some excitement for them, and I think we've got that call for you here to wrap up our highlights. Fourth and one.
Why not?
Yeah. Cale Holm under center. He's going to try the quarterback. Oh, he's going to throw, and he's got a receiver. Touchdown, McDonald.
50, it looks like?
Yes. Ryan Smitsky, the freshman. So Cale Holm, freshman to freshman, and the Macs go up 60-8. And they get the two-point conversion on a Cale Holm run, and they win tonight. The scores it's not passed to David Anderson with turn. Exactly. That the game. Donald immediately returned the clock and did not rest the way. There was also as we So the stats are to me 55 yards rushing for on 11 carries. He had what a couple of touchdowns there, as well as the defensive touchdown. So that stands out. How about 179 yards receiving Dale Tetrault on 5 catches and 2 touchdowns? This guy, he is so fun to watch.
Yeah, if you don't tackle him right when he catches the ball, I mean, good luck trying to get him because otherwise he's so shifty and so creative
right.
When he's running. It's out of this world.
Grant Smitsky, 3 touchdown passes on the night. He was completing those balls to Tetrault throughout the evening. Ryan Smitsky catching a 7-yard touchdown pass. Grant's cousin, that catch that he made, though, coming from Cale Holm, the backup quarterback, late in the game. So, in fairness, Christian Thomas, hopefully he's okay. He left with an injury, 125 yards rushing on 17 carries. He did have the 47-yard touchdown. Their only score, along with the 2 conversion. It's said and done, though. It's ever seen in the first game. And I love Coach Maloney's honesty. He's like, I know a lot about Thorpe, not a big film guy. We're going to work on us. And I'm like you, I'm like, people got to fire up for this
exactly,
team, right?
Yeah, no. This is a team to watch. I mean, the past 3 years has been great for the program. This team's going to be as good as the last three.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every year these seniors want to come in, they just work. I think Thorpe's going to be a really good game. It's going to be a really competitive game. And then we have another non-conference, and we go to our conference schedule after that. So our conference isn't going to be – I mean, our conference is pretty good. I think Prairie Farm that, you know, I know the guy, a little revenge off Prairie Farm because, you know, what happened last year in the playoffs. But I think, you know, they give them a couple more weeks, you know, shape up some things. I mean, for the first week and not to have any turnover, that's pretty big. I mean
– Right. No, that's outstanding. And so something to work on. Carter, and you made your color analysis debut. I invite you to join me for games to follow because you helped me here in the pinch, and it really helped a lot. So thank you so much.
I appreciate you letting me coming up.
All right. Thanks so much to Dawson Halverson back manning the controls at our WOGO studio. As, again, Chippewa Falls McDonald coming out on top 62-8. We'll get the podcast up at WOGO.com. Our apologies for whatever technical difficulties we had. Up and heard whatever scores we missed from McDonald, and it was an explosive night. The final score, the Macs, 68. They go to 1-0 and drop the Indians. Oh, thanks so much for listening. Take care. Good night.
McDonald Macs Football on WOGO has been brought to you by Ashley Construction, Post Glass and Mirror, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Culver's of Lake Alley, the Fleet Farm Distribution Center of Chippewa Falls, Heath Loken and Associates Professional Land Surveying, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Johnson Roloff Service, Northwestern Bank, by Kurth Heating and Cooling, Mason Companies, Stelter Incorporated, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Royal Credit Union, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Weir's Gallup Plumbing, Heating and Air of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Macs Football on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.